Okay, so with Hashem's help, Be'ezus Hashem, I'm really excited to jump back into our series on Kabbalah Shabbos. I think it was the right decision. We started something, so I posted on the group, that the Satan never likes you to finish a thing. So I saw from Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter one time that the name of the Satan, which we may have even mentioned recently with this Chevra, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed,
yeah.
I mentioned Sunday night, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, is Rosh HaTevis, Siyam Mesechtas Ein Lasais. He doesn't want you to make siyum. That's his main thing. So he'll have you start every mesechta in the world, and you'll get to like daf dalid, and then it doesn't happen, right? Yeah, exactly. So we have the privilege of continuing something that we began a few months ago already, and we're making our way. It's probably going to take us another while, but there's so much to learn about Shabbos, and we're going through it in a steady way. So the last shiur that we had on Kabbalah Shabbos, which was quite a long time ago because it was before Pesach and a few weeks, I think, even before Pesach, if you remember, was the whole understanding of the code that we went through in Kabbalah Shabbos itself. All the piyutim, all the different kapitla of Tehillim that we say, were all within Kabbalah Shabbos. We learned it and saw it through the prism of our understanding of what we called and what the tzaddikim call Yichud Kutshevrichu Ushchinte. Right, that concept of the unification between the godliness that's transcendent, so to speak, that's beyond the world, like just pure Elokus, whatever that means, and then our experience of reality, being able to unearth HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the day-to-day. Right, and when you can make a yichud between the two, which means to draw out the potential Elokus within the world, that's what Shabbos is. Right, that's mamash what Shabbos is. Thanks for coming. That's exactly what Shabbos is. Here, there are source sheets here. So we went through Kabbalah Shabbos and we saw different, if you remember, we saw different different links between different words. We color-coded them and we have them still if anybody's interested. To print them out, you can take them to shul with you. And to go through Kabbalah Shabbos, you see that every single kapitel of the seven kapitlach of Kabbalah Shabbos leading up to Ana B'Koyach, which we'll have a separate shir on, and L'Chadaydi, which we'll also have probably a few shirim on. So we're trying to go through step by step, piece by piece. How this is one theme that runs throughout all the psukim. B'derech Remez, remazim to this concept of Kutcha Berichu, which we said is connected to Shamayim, heaven, it's connected to the day. We said a lot of different remazim, and it's bonding with the Shechina, which was the indwelling presence of Hashem that we can experience day to day if we have Shabbistika eyes, if we have eyes of Emuna, and that would be connected to the Aretz, to the earth, right? That would be connected to the nighttime. And we had many different Ramazim without going into all of it now. The most obvious one is Yismuchu HaShemayim, which we say during Kabbalah Shabbos, V'sagel HaAretz. So Shemayim is that transcendent element of godliness that's spiritual. So Yismuchu HaShemayim is the Rosh HaTevis of Yud and He, right? And so that's the first two letters of Hashem's name. That's the heavenly realms. V'sagel HaAretz, on Shabbos, we get a little bit of a taste of what this world could look like when we start to live with Shabbistika eyes. V'sagel HaAretz, there's joy throughout creation. So now we carry on, and I want to focus tonight on the final mizmar of the Kapitlech Tehillim that we say during Kabbalah Shabbos, and that's the mizmar of Mizmar LeDavid that we say. There's a minute to say it's standing, right? And we had already learned from the Ari HaKadosh that really the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, but this is really from the Ari. The Ari was Metakin that we should, Mesakin that we should say this particular kapitel. Other things were added on along the way. This is mamish from the Arizal. This is part of Kabbalah Shabbos, to stand up and to be Mekabel Shabbos. And we say as follows. So first I'm just going to read it and translate it, and then let's get a little bit into the depth of the Kavana of it, all with Hashem's help. So we say, Mizmar LeDavid, a song to David, Havel Hashem B'nei Elim, give a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havel Hashem, give B'nei Elim, you godly people, elevated people, B'nai Elim, strong people, mighty people, a few meanings. Havul Hashem Kavod Va'oiz, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu glory and strength. Havul Hashem Kavod Shemai, give Hashem the glory of His name, honor His name. Hishtachvul Hashem B'hadras Kodesh, bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'hadras Kodesh, with this very holy kind of like hadar, like a splendor. Kol Hashem Alamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice is on the waters, Kel HaKavid Hirim, the God of glory, Hirim is like thunders, Hashem Almayim Rabim. Ah, Hashem is hovering over Almayim Rabim, upon the face of the waters. Kol Hashem HaKoyach, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with strength. Kol Hashem BaHadar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice comes, again, that word, Hadar, with splendor. Kol Hashem Shoiver Arazim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice shatters and breaks the Arazim, the mighty cedar trees. Vayishaber Hashem is Arz HaLevanon, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke down and breaks down the Arazim of the Levanon, of that forest, the Arz HaLevanon, the cedars of Lebanon. Ve'arkidim k'may egel, and the mountains, as Rashi says over there, Levanon v'Syria, and these two mountains, Levanon and Syria, are names of two mountains, are ve'arkidim, they're jumping, they're dancing, k'may egel, like a sheep, k'may ben re'emim, like these animals, the re'em. Kol Hashem choytzev l'haves esh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice is a sparkling l'haves esh, a torch of fire. Kol Hashem yachil midbar, with the voice of Hashem, Yachil Midbar, the Midbar trembles. Yachil Hashem Midbar Kadesh. This desert called Kadesh is trembling before Hashem. So now, if we look at the construct or the way that this particular Mizmar is constructed, you'll notice a pattern, really two patterns. If you look very deeply, you'll see that first we have three Havus. Havu Lashem b'nei elim, Havu Lashem kavod va'ayz, Havu Lashem kvayt shemay, and then this four-word formulation, Hishtachva Lashem b'hadras kodesh, and then we have, if you're following it, seven kols. Seven times that the word voice is mentioned. Kol Hashem alamayim, one. Kol Hashem ha'koyach, Kol Hashem ha'hadar, Kol Hashem shev ha'arazim, Kol Hashem choytzev la'aves esh, Kol Hashem yachal midbar, and Kol Hashem yicholil ayalos. Three havus, one hishtachavu, and seven kols. Now, could you imagine if we were able, Friday night, to say this mizvar very slowly, if we could, and we're not being rushed, chas v'shalom, but a person's able to say the mizmarim very, very slowly, even if that means that you'll miss part of l'chadaydi, but at least one mizmar, and imagine if we could have a kavana for every one of the havus, each one of these four, and we follow this construct and this pattern, and then each of the seven words, kol. And it's able to help us to focus on what we need and what we want and what we want to reveal in this moment as the sun is setting and Shabbos is coming in. That would be a gift. Mamash be a gift. And so tonight, Be'ezus Hashem, the Bayam Darkecho, the Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern Shlita in Yerushalayim, is going to give us this gift. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay, so let's first focus on the first part, which is three havus, which means to give, and one hishtachavu. What might this mean? Says the Hilig of Yam Darkecha, Kavana Aleph Hi. First, he wants to talk about this first kavana, which means the kavana for the first part of the mizmar. Ba'arba apa'amim harishayinus. These first four lines, Sha'imbrim bin mizmar zeh, Es Shmoy Shal Hashem Yisbarach. These four times that we're saying Hashem's name, right? Havu Lashem, Havu Lashem, Havu Lashem, three times Havu, and then one time Hishtachav. See, he says, Vehim Keneged Arba HaMadrigos HaNeida'os. He says, the first thing we should know, that anytime we see four, is always, always, always a reference to all the different sets of four that are folded into the primary set of four, which is Hashem's name. Right, everything is mushrish in Hashem's name. Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. And from there, we have Chaya, Neshama, Nefesh. I'm sorry, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. That's how it relates to our souls, the four parts of our soul. There's a fifth, but then again, there's also a fifth element in Hashem's name because the top of the Yud is considered its own thing. But now we're talking about four. We have Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Afar, right? We have the Dalid, Ragle, HaMerkava, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. We have Doimim, Sameach, Chai, and Medaber, all the different levels of the physical world, which is inanimate, plant life, animal life, and then human beings. Everything is folded up and draws its chias, its life force, from Yud, Ke, Vav, and Ke. And so the same thing is over here. One of the primary structures that is folded into Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, which we've already spoken about many times in this year, but just to review, is called the Arba Olamos, the four worlds. Now, when we say four worlds, it's just good to review because it's a very important system that keeps on showing up wherever you look. We don't mean that there's four worlds, like here's a world and then maybe, you know, like there are three other planets. That's not what we mean when we talk about worlds in Kabbalah, or in Pnimiya Satire, in Chassidus. What we do mean, however, is four different strata, right? Four different layers of existence as we experience it. So that means that the way that we experience reality now is called, it's called a world, Olam HaAsiya, right? That's the lowest world that's related to the last hey of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's called the world of action. A layer beyond this world, and we're going to explain what this means a little bit more in a minute, which we've already spoken about all these things, it should sound familiar, Be'ezus Hashem, is a world, which means a layer, and it's not physical, so I'm doing like this just to help us understand, but we can't. But it's a step in Hashem's creating the world, which is an earlier stage, which is called the Olam HaYetzira. It's the world of formation. Get into what these things mean. It means a whole lot, but a little bit remazim in a minute. But now I'm just telling you the names of them and which letter they're connected to. This layer is connected to the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if the physical world is the last Hey, one stage beyond it is the letter Vav, which is the Olam HaYetzira, the world of formation. One layer beyond that is called the Olam HaBriya, which means the world of creation, and that's the first Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then finally, which is a word I'm sure that all of you are familiar with, is the Olam HaAtzilus, right? The Olam HaAtzilus, which is the highest of all worlds. It's usually used to refer to like very high madrigas, or if a person is in a specifically, you know, like a specific state of spiritual rapture, we say that he's in Olam HaAtzilus, right? It's a very, very high state.
Atzilut. It's like laziness. Like...
No, that's Atzilus. That's Atzilus. This is, and Atzilus might even be with an I. Is it with an I? So this is with an Aleph, and it means emanation. Right? A Ne'etzal is something that was emanated. The Arizal also says that Atzilus is from the word Etzlo, which means nearest to. Right? Etzel means next to. So it can mean to emanate. It could also mean near. And so Etzlo in this context would mean it's the closest thing, Kivyachol, to Hashem himself, to the Ein Sof, right? To the Ari Ein Sof, to the light of Hashem. Okay, so what do these things mean in a little bit more of a practical way? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, things began with Hashem himself, Kivyachol. That's all there was, Ein Oid Malvadoi. That level is called Ayin. It's called nothingness. Because as far as we're concerned, nothing began. And we can't even have any grasp of what that is at that layer. From our perspective, it's nothing, right? It's not nothing, it's everything. From our perspective, it's nothingness. The next stage, which is the world of Yetzirah, is called, of Bria, rather, the world of creation, is called Yesh Me'ayin. It's a bridge between nothing and the earliest dawn of something, which relates to, and the Ramban says this al Torah, commenting on the word Bara, of Bereish's Bara. Bara is the word Bria. And the Ramban tells us, what's Bara? He says it's called Hiyuli. Hiyuli, ever heard this term? Hiyuli? Hiyuli is a Greek word, and it means in English, Hyle, H-Y-L-E, which is like the most refined conception of physicality. It's the root of all physicality. It's not totally spiritual. It's not either physical in any way, but from that Hyle, from that layer that's called Hiyuli, which is also Gamach Rashatevis Hine Loyanam Voloyisham, but that's a separate shmuz. Hiyuli, you can make everything in physicality. It's like the silly putty that you can make everything out of. That's the world of Bria. If you look at the Ramban al Torah, he brings this down. Hiyuli. That's Yesh Me'ayin. Yitzira is Yesh Me'yesh, which is the process of taking this material and then forming the different various things. And then finally, Olam HaAsiya, that this is where we are. This is called Yesh, right? And so it's a process of solidification. It's a process of creation. It's a process of emanation. It's called the Seder HaHishtalshalus. It's called the order of the chain of emanation, like links, one link after the next link. So it's not four planets. It's four layers of reality. Fine. Says the Bayam Darkecha, all of these layers are going to be alluded to in these first four stanzas, plural of stanza. It sounds like it wouldn't be, right? It was like four stanza, right? Four stanzas, though, with an S, I think. These first four stanzas of Mizmor LeDavid. So let's see how he says it. The first thing we say is Havul Hashem b'nei Elim. We make reference to human beings as b'nei Elim, people that are alive, like Ben Adam, is like a human being. Elim, strong, or even godly. We have a lot of power. When we're saying Havul Hashem b'nei Elim, we're referring to ourselves as human beings who exist in a physical world. So what should our kavana be, this first layer? The Yechavin b'hava yezu, when we say this name, Yudke Vavke, in the first line of Havul Hashem b'nei Elim, we should think Shu Keneged Olam Ha'asiyah. This is the first rung in the ladder. And it's crazy because you could just gloss over this in a million years. You'd never, if we don't stop to focus on it, if we do stop to focus on it, four psukim become literally a ladder that you can climb in your consciousness layer after layer after layer to go beyond, to close your eyes and mamash to depart. It's like a launch pad. Four psukim, if we have the proper kavana. So the first one is where we begin. Olam Asiya. V'yechavin lekabel ar chadash. And we say, Rabbanu Shalom, right now, I'm ready. I am me. I have a name. And I slept through the work week. And I, because she made it to shul. And I'm like just standing here and davening that I should be able to feel Shabbos a little bit. I am me. I'm ready. Lekabel ar chadash, to receive a new light. Lekabel al atzmai, to be mekabel on ourselves. Be'ez kodesh chadasha, with a spirit of renewal, irrespective of what the week looked like, no matter what happened and what I did or didn't do. On Friday night, I'm standing in Shul Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm ready. I'm ready to reconnect. Emuna v'kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. This is all the kavana of the first pasuk. Mizmor leDavid, Havul Hashem b'nei Elim. Again, b'nei Elim means we in this stage, we exist. We mamish exist as us. But we say there's a possibility of being b'nei Elim, being strong, being godly. To be mekabel on ourselves, emuna, kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, believe shalim v'nefesh chafetz, so with a lot of yearning and an open heart. V'achar kach, after this, we get to the next pasuk, b'milim havel Hashem kavid v'ayiz. Now we say, we can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. We don't refer anymore to b'nei Elim, to who we are. We refer to how we can traverse, like how we can start to climb, how we can channel our human energies in this moment to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. Kavod va'oiz, yechavin ba'avayezu shu keneged olam hayitzira. This is the world of formation, which is the next stage. A stage beyond, a stage up. V'ya'ayra nafshay, and what's our avayda here? The letter vav avir kevavkei. What's our avayda here? Is ahava v'yira udvekos, to try to awaken within our hearts in that moment, love and awe. However we can go about doing that, there are different eitzes, but this is the focus, okay? So the first kavana that we have by the first pasuk is emuna and kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. That's the first thing. The next level, ava, yira, and dveikus, to try to work up in your heart a feeling of love and awe. La'atzliach la'hargish es mitzias Hashem Yisbarach b'muchash, and to try to mamish feel the way in which you're enveloped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, but you're not. You're enveloped by a physical room. That's only in the Olam HaAsiyah. The Olam HaYetzirah, you start to recognize that the whole room is a little bit a manifestation of Elokos. There's still a room, but you see the way in which it's Yesh Meyesh. It's still in the process. There's a hand here that's bringing the room into existence. We can perceive that. So again, you're still a person in this stage. You can start to have the Kavana to feel, even though I am me, I'm being brought into existence by a divine force. And that divine force is within me, the power of the maker within that which is made, right? It's there. Olam HaYetzirah. V'lachash ilav kesher pnimi chai. Such beautiful terminology he uses. To feel a kesher pnimi, an inner bond. But not just any inner bond. Kesher pnimi chai. Alive. Ka'avas umayra haben el aviv. To feel mamish, like a child of a father. So again, the first stage, there is no father, so to speak. There's me and my readiness. And that's why this is true a lot of Pikabala. We spoke about some of these things in previous year, but if you remember, the last hey of Yudkevavke is Malchus. Malchus is just a kli. It's just a vessel. It has nothing of its own. It's the Levana, v'chule, v'chule. So this works, right? Because that's what Kabbalah's all Malchus was. Kabbalah to receive. I'm an empty vessel. Olam HaAsiyah, this world, without getting to the whole depth of it now, because it is a complicated system, but I alluded to it before, that the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei allude to the four layers of physical existence too. And so we begin with the Yud as the highest level, that's human beings. The He is animals. The Vav is plant life. And what's the final thing? Is rocks, is inanimate. What's a rock is nothing. Evan ma'asu aboyim. It has nothing. It has nothing of its own, right? It needs somebody to come and to do something. It doesn't grow. It doesn't sprout. It can't take root. It doesn't move. Plants move. A rock is just mamish sitting there. It needs to be broken up into pieces, and it needs to be formed, and it needs to be chiseled. That's what the layer of asiya is. The last hey vid kavavke. On that level, we say I am me. Do something with me. I'm ready. Vav, I start to transcend. It's like a little bit like a plant, because all these things align. There's a lot of Torah to say here. We're trying to keep it short, right? Like a little bit of a plant. Okay. What's that? A
different level of the obvious.
Yes. Yes. You go from David. You go from David up to Yaakov. Yeah, and there's a lot of depth to that. You go from David up to Yaakov. What was David HaMelech's whole thing? Tfila la'ani kiyata. If he said, "I'm an ani," tfila la'ani. That's why David HaMelech himself saying about Evan Ma'asu Abayinim. That's David, because that is David, right? He was a Nephel. He didn't have any life to him. He was born a Nephel, a stillborn. What's that? That's the energy of the Olam HaAsiyah. It's just a kli. It needs from Adam Rishon. It needs life from somewhere else. That's David HaMelech. Okay, so we're climbing up. You see? It's mamash a meditation. So people think that it's liturgy. You know, it's this thing, and we chant it, and this is what we chant. It's mamish a meditation. If we understand how to use the piyutim and the different experiences in Yiddishkeit, so it's mamish. It's night and day, in terms of like what it often is and what it could be. Mamish night and day. You have two people saying the same words at the same time in the same shul, and it's literally night and day. What it's doing for one of them, it's like a ladder, and the other one is like just running through it. It's unbelievable. So we have to try to shoot for a lechatchila. Right, and so this is part of that. This is mamish part of that, kavana, but real kavana. So that's what we're feeling on the level of yitzira. Okay, now we go up a level. So now we're up to Havul Hashem Kivoid Shemoi. Now we're talking about Hashem. First, we started talking about us, Bnei Elim. Then we started talking about what we can give Hashem. That's the bridge. Now we say Kvod Shemoi. Now we're starting to go into a place of bittul, as we're going to learn. Ve'achar kach b'milim havu lahavaya lahashem Kvod Shemoi. Kvod Shemoi. Yechavin b'havaya zu. What should our intention be? Shu keneged olam habriya. This is keneged the stage of yesh me'ayin. Whoa, now we start talking about ayin. Bria is when nothingness starts to become the earliest iteration of somethingness. We're crossing a bridge into the beyond, right? This is Bria. So what's the kavana? Via arinav shele kabbalas ar Hashem yizbaruch shema'er barachamav la'ashpi alanu. Es ha'asaga va'akar ba yizbaruch. We should begin to awaken our souls to receive mamish the light of Hashem. Mamish the light of Hashem inside of us. Not just to be aware that everything around us is being brought into existence by Hashem, but to literally feel within our being the presence of a life force that we use and sometimes abuse, but if we actually stop and focus on it, to mamish try to feel within our body just the life in us, just the life, like the blood flowing through our veins, the life in us, we realize Hashem is a lot closer than we think. Mamish, we contain a chelek alakami mal inside. Takes consciousness, focusing on this. That Hashem, we should daven to Hashem, Shema'ir Barachamav, we should awaken Hashem's mercy, La'ashpia lanu, to be mashpia upon us as ha'asaga v'ha'akara bo'yizbarach, the recognition of Him. Ad sheniska mikoicha, that through the koyach of this revelation, La'agil ha'madrigas o'ilam ha'briya, that we should be able to access, at least on the level of our thought, this world of Briya. Shehi bittul hayeshus. This is a place where, like we said, because it's the realm of yesh me'ayin, where we can transcend the realm of yesh, and we can begin to enter into a place of ayin. We should go into a place of bittul yesh. There's no longer me. There's no longer me. There's no longer my name. There's no longer my past. There's no longer my present, my future, my ambitions, my history, my narratives, my strategies. There's no longer me. What is there? There's the chelek alakami mal inside of me. Bittul hayesh. I'm a spark of infinity. Bitol hayeshus, and what's there when there's bitol hayeshus? What happens to a flame? Well, hopefully, Ezer Hashem will have candles soon. what happens to a flame? You're going to watch. It wants to jump out. When it recognizes it's a flame, Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, the flame just wants to jump out. It wants to jump beyond, like the Baal HaTanya says. The wick holds it down. But the flame, Beteva, wants to leap into the what's called the Galgal HaEsh. It just wants to become completely absorbed into the source of all fire. The fire, Beteva, wants to go up, wants to leave. So when we get in touch with the Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam inside of us, which happens at the third stanza of Havu, to give, and that's really what the word Havu means, is to climb, Havu, like that, right? We imagine a person saying Havu with like an upward motion, right? You're giving, Havu. And in this case, you're giving yourself. You're moving yourself, your consciousness, your das, from layer to layer to layer, and this is accomplished with the Kavana. Amazing thing. Amazing thing. And I'll just remind all of us, this is four psukim out of the whole Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is one tefillah out of all the tefillahs. And all the tefillahs is one tiny chelik of the whole Torah. Can you imagine if we had the eyes to mamish, live Yiddishkeit experientially like this? If we took the time to do that? The main thing is kavana. I dare say that far less kids would be running away from Yiddishkeit, looking for something meaningful out there, when we have everything you could possibly imagine. We have to give it. We have to learn it. We have to experience it. And we can give it over. And it can be a different Yiddishkeit. It's the Yiddishkeit of Geula. Yiddishkeit of Umala Arts, Deyas Hashem. All people be lit up with the consciousness of God. That's what Mashiach is. And that's the Avodah that we're trying, this Chabura, Raza the Shabbos, trying to get into the inner meaning of it. So this is the Olam HaBriya, Bitala Yeshus V'Shtoikukas HaNefesh, and tremendous longing, Be'esh Kodesh, like he says, a fire, L'mekoyra. Now we just want to get to the source. Finally, V'Yachar Kach, and this is the culmination, and we'll continue with this Mizmar next week, Be'ezus Hashem, V'Yachar Kach, B'Mila M'Shtachavu L'Hashem Adras Kodesh, there's no longer any you to give. There's no longer Havu. All there is now is just Hishtachavoya. And Hishtachavoya in Kabbalah is Bittul. And that's why we bow when we say Moedim. Moedim means I recognize everything comes from you. Moedim anachnu lach. So we bow down. It literally, physically, it shows I'm getting myself out of the way. Ki'ilu, there's no me. I cannot function if I walk around bent over like Moedim. I can't. I'm not a person. I'm not in this world anymore. Can't function. I can't see in front of me. I can't communicate. Bittul. We should have in mind with this Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shehu Keneged Olam Atzilus, that now we're connecting to that realm, to the earliest stage of existence where all there is Ein Oid Mavad Kepshutei Mamish. There's not even me as a spark of the great torch of divinity. All there is the torch. All there is the torch. This is the ladder that we can climb right before the Chadaydi. Amazing. Mamish, amazing if we could do this. This is our tefillah in this moment. Hashem, bring upon me this light of Ein Od Melvade, this light of recognizing that mamish, everything is you. Liskais lachush, to merit, to feel, ba'ofen muchlat, like in an absolute way, and to mamish feel it, she Ein Od Melvade Yisbarach, that there's nothing else but Him. There's nothing else but Him. She'ein oid malad. There's absolutely nothing else but Him. I dare say there might be less talking in shul if ever we're doing this. Just a lamashal. A lot of people are talking about, you know, talking in shul. To me, it's more important to focus on davening b'kavana, because memela, when people talk in shul, not because they like talking in shul, but because davening hasn't been tofes them yet. But if we can give over a way of davening that's mamish meditative and experiential and ruchni and gevalt, like, which takes hakdamas, you have to know, and so on, people are going to be far too busy davening to talk. Mm-hmm. Not only that, they're going to be in Olam Atzilus. The guy next to them doesn't exist. there is no guy next to them. There's no one to talk to, and there's no mouth with which to talk. Ein oid mavadei, mamish. Right? Ein oid mavadei lehizbatel v'leikol b'soich ar. That's it. It's just our only light. Like my good friend Yonatan Atias of the band Nuriel sings, all we see is light. That's it. Only light. Or in Sof, Hamamala Eskol HaBriya, which saturates all of existence. This is the Or of Shabbos. And so let's just look at this little chart, which I highly recommend. You can even, yeah, you can theoretically take a scissors, I guess, if you can cut between the psukkim on the other side, and take it with you. Take it with you to shul in your pocket. You can take it out and can spend some time, and I hope to do this, Be'ezus Hashem, Bli Neder, to bring it to shul with me this Friday night, and maybe every Friday night, as long as I need a reminder of it, and then afterwards, hopefully, we'll get the kavana. But to mamish do this as a practice. We get to this mizmor, you stand up, there's no rush. Havu Lashem v'nei Eilim. Look at the chart, Emuna and Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. There's a me, and I'm ready to be Mekabel Hashem's Ar. Stage 2, Havu Lashem Kavod v'Oiz. Now, me being me, I'm ready to give of myself to Hashem. Ava and Yira. I can feel my emotions. Ava, Yira, experiential relationship with Hashem like a son to a father. Then we have Havu Lashem Kavod Shemayim, which is yearning, Olam Abriya, yearning for the overwhelming light of Hashem to experience Bittul. And then finally, Hishtachav. Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. All there is the splendor of Hashem. To recognize and feel, Olam Atzilos, that there is nothing else but Hashem Einoid Mulade. This is the Kavana of the first four lines of Mizmor LeDavid. 33 minutes. The Schus of Lag Ba'imer. A miracle. A miracle. Ashreinu. Ashreinu, Chevro. Okay, so.